560 KMWN. I'm Randy Bogdan. The American Farm Bureau concluded their annual convention this week, and one of the highlights was the Young Farmer and Rancher Discussion Meet. Showed a rancher, Carly Johnson, and her husband raised Black Angus cattle along with Hayground and are expecting their second child in the next month or so. Carly won the state meet back in November and had the opportunity to represent Montana at the virtual convention this year. She told KMWN about how she qualified for the national meet.
The state level, we did two rounds. The first round was virtual, so I did it from the comfort of my office, and that's how the whole national contest ran as well. And during that, we talked about the rural economy and how to stabilize some of those farm markets, and then also how do we keep vibrancy in rural communities. After that, they selected four of us to go to Bozeman and do an in-person discussion on international trade and how we could enhance the existing trade relationships that we have and find new trading partners.
The contestants were from around the United States and had a variety of topics to discuss during the YF&R meet.
The first one was international trade, and then the next one was on weather risk and what tools and production practices we can utilize as producers and how Farm Bureau can serve as a liaison both to educate producers and then to make sure that the policies that's developed, especially around some of the sustainability initiatives, are incentive-based and not mandate-based, and some of the challenges that producers face from a funding standpoint on taking some of those production risks. What's so fun at the national level is I'm talking weather risk with a guy from Florida and a gal from Ohio and the wide array of perspective on that.
Carly told KMWN what the purpose of the contest is and talked about the tremendous amount of support she received preparing for it.
The thing about this competition that's interesting to me is that it's supposed to stimulate a committee meeting. It helps you think about what makes a good meeting and how you can be a part of that. The thing that I've learned, and I'm sure many producers have done this as well, is the meeting before the meeting is just as important as the meeting, and the meeting after the meeting is just as important as the meeting. And the conversations that I was able to have to be prepared for this, I'm just so thankful for. Some of my fellow competitors on the Montana level, I was other area producers, the Farm Bureau office did a wonderful job in helping me prepare. The support that you feel when you compete at a national level when you're from a state like Montana is always second to none. You feel like you got the whole state behind you, and that's something that I think is super special about being from a state like this.
Carly spent a lot of time learning from several mentors while participating in FFA and credits the organization for giving her a strong base.
You know, Randy, people like you were a part of that, and Phil Jimerson and Milford Worley and Ramey Lunsford. My FFA training certainly is a huge part of the reason why I can have any level of success and has built such a strong foundation for being able to move forward in competitions like this, but also, I think, in my everyday life on being able to have a network and the resources for problem solving as a young ag producer.
The meet was won by Marquis Ricks of Idaho. Carly finished in the top 16 and took home a Polaris Ranger after winning the November meet held in Montana. For 560 KMWN, I'm Randy Bogdan.